This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Rita Thompson. How are you doing, Rita?
I'm fine, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. My first question for you is, what year were you born and in what city?
I was born in 1925.
1925?
Yes.
So that makes you 95?
It does.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. And I was born in St. Mary's, Kansas.
In St. Mary's, Kansas. So what was your road to Indianapolis, and how did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
My road was, as you can see, a long one. But I have been with St. Joan of Arc since 1967.
Okay.
I taught school for a while, and then I worked with the Air Corps during World War II, and I married a career military man, which took me into many cities in the United States and eventually into Frankfurt, Germany. And after 4 years there, we came back and were assigned to Fort Harrison here in Indianapolis. And therefore, after my husband retired from the service 4 years later, we came to live right into Indianapolis, where we're living now, and have been in the same house since 1967.
What street?
It's on Central Avenue, 4829 on Central Avenue.
So you're like 6 blocks from the church.
That's right. That's correct. So we came here and joined St. Joan of Arc. And it was a wonderful parish then. It is a wonderful parish now.
That's beautiful.
And my son was still in grade school. He attended the Catholic school, St. Joan of Arc Catholic grade school. My children were educated in the Catholic high school here in Indianapolis, and then went on to do their college and do their work, and I remained here. My husband died in 1984, but I stayed here in the family home close to the church and to the neighbors and the friends that I had made. So that is my journey here.
All right. So yes. What type of things did you do to help out with the church over the years?
And actually here, not as much as I would have liked to, but I did do with, join the women's club, as it were. It wasn't called a club, but we did, we would prepare for breakfast and dinners and things like that. And on occasion, I would do extra things. I did a lot of volunteer work, not particularly through the church, but with the Catholic Social Services and that type of thing, which was more, it was directly with the Catholic Social Services. It was through the church in a sense, but not directly with the church. I didn't do a lot.
Well, how would you kind of describe just the people themselves that go to the church and how they look at community?
The people who that go to St. Joan of Arc, over the years, it's changed a lot. There's a lot of people in the parish that grew up here, and their families have grown up here before them, and they are really the pillars of the church in many ways because of their background and their knowledge of things that happened that, unless we lived here, we were not aware of. But they still are. They're really great people. They're kind, and they're very much a family type of situation where you have a lot of larger families now than when I first came, it seems. And the parish has grown, and they're very active in many ways. And that I notice that, and they're into more activities and family activities, other activities, and we have a wonderful pastor here who was very intelligent and very understanding, a great priest for this area. And that is the kind of people, they're just neighbors. There are people from all over town that come here to St. Joan of Arc because they're drawn by the activities and the content of our whole system as far as extending different offers for help to other people. And it's just a great area to be here.
So what's some of your favorite moments that just kind of stick out over the years?
Favorite moments of the church?
Just situations with the people or French Market or holidays, just some favorite moments with the church and the people.
Well, actually, of course, the French Markets are very important, and people work very hard for a long time to get it together. It's quite our one money-making activity for the year. And so I have worked with that over the years. I haven't in the last few years, but I did before. And it was fun just getting ready and doing things together. And I enjoyed that particularly, But there's just been times when they've had the different picnics and the different festivities and the different processions they had. Once a year at Corpus Christi time, where they go from altar to altar in the different homes along the route, and the children with their white dresses or their petals that they throw. It's a low key as far as that, not a lot of any kind of particular outside activities, but it's just a good place to raise your children.
Okay. So I've got just kind of a personal question for you. What type of things do you do for hobby, or things do you really enjoy getting into, spending your time?
Well, I do a lot of volunteer work, and I have done a lot of work with St. Vincent de Paul. I've worked with them in a volunteer capacity since 1990. I worked up until 1984 when I retired, and I am still volunteering with St. Vincent de Paul. In fact, I did this week, and then the Catholic Social Services, that type of thing, has taken up a lot of my time. The Children's Bureau, the Saratoga clubs, that type of thing has taken up a lot of my time up until the last few years, and so many of my friends are not here anymore, and so my activities are different. I still do my crossword puzzles every day. I read my paper. I read a lot of different things, and that's my life.
So why do you think it's important for people to volunteer?
I think it's a sense of purpose in your life. The fact that there's something that you can give and that you want to give. Your time is very, that's what you have to give as you get older. And it just is a certain satisfaction that you just don't get any other way. And it's always been my pleasure. And as I've told the people that I volunteered with, the last group was an older group that are in adult daycare. I would go up every week. It's right up the street. And I've always told them, when they thank me, which they certainly do, they're very gracious, even when they're not well and suffering sometimes, that I got more out of it than I ever gave to it. It's just your time, and you want to give it to something that's productive and helping others. I mean, that's what life's about. We can't stop and think of our problems. That's a selfish thought sometimes. But we can give something to someone else.
But what's one of your favorite moments personally that you gave to somebody that you'll always cherish, that you saw, you know, how it affected them and how you really helped them?
Well, I think, you know, particularly when I worked with the Children's Bureau. I mean, I did volunteer work with a lot with the Children's Bureau here. And I remember so much that we worked with the children of the families and families that were broken families, children that came there because they needed the place to be at the time. We would give the things that really, I guess, touched me so much is the children. And we would have birthday parties, Christmas parties, and we would bring the gifts and the things. And the touching ways that they can thank you is beyond. I mean, the hugs and the appreciation, that's what it's all about.
That is.
It is.
So what advice would you give to somebody young about faith and church and, you know, what they could expect with St. Joan of Arc?
Oh, well, I you know, faith and church is, you know, the part of, it should be a part of your life. I mean, you know, life is short. And we only have so many, you know, some people's life is shorter than others, and I've been lucky with mine. But that's what, you only have a certain amount of time. And I just think that faith, it has got to be a major part of it, or it isn't really worth all that much. And I would say that at St. Joan of Arc, you can find that. They have the different classes they have and the studies that they do and the things that they do. That's what you find there, the faith, and the faith of other people, you know. And if it helps someone else, and I think, you know, they used to say that you were the best teacher that your neighbors will ever have as far as how you act and what you do. They can learn more about your faith than you just by being your neighbors and how you act yourself, how you conduct yourself, how you appreciate your faith, and you want to have that, share that faith with other people. And St. Joan of Arc has the mechanisms and the people and the desire to do that, to share and help people learn their faith and to share that joy of having it. And St. Joan of Arc is great for that.
That's beautiful. Were you friends with Carl then?
I was friends with Carl and Polly. And Polly is his widow. And Carl was only a few years older than me. I mean, just maybe a year, year and a half, and we would tease each other about growing old. But you know, he still had a beautiful singing voice, loud and booming, and wonderful singer. And I'll always remember Carl in that way.
Well, I was lucky enough when we started this 100-year interviews for the 100-year anniversary that he was one of the very first people that I was able to get on the phone, and it was 2 weeks before he went into hospice.
Oh.
So we got to interview him for, I think, around 12 minutes talking about St. Joan of Arc, so I was thankful to be able to share that and, you know, save that for the parish, and I figured you'd appreciate that, you know, being that you guys were close in age and you've probably known him for a very long time and had a lot of fun laughs with him and talks with him.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He was just really a great guy, very gracious, very gentlemanly, you know. And, yes, he was a great asset to the church and to the people there. Yeah, he will be missed.
Well, I really appreciate your time, Rita. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I close this out?
No, not really. I'm glad that you called, and I'm glad to have the chance to meet, you know, maybe someday meet you. I'm sure you enjoy your work. You seem to. Just by talking to you, you have I can understand that you take it very seriously, and that's wonderful. So I know you'll be successful in writing things about our beautiful church.
Well, actually, it's not writing. It's everybody being able to listen to everybody.
Oh, well, yes, that's true.
So all of these interviews actually are the audio. So everybody can listen to everybody tell the tales. And when my company interviews people on their life story or multiple people in the family about their seniors and their favorite memories of them, that's essentially what we do, so people can hear the voices and they can live on. And that's the name of the company, voiceslivon.com. So that's what we try to do. And for St. Joan of Arc, this has been a really great voyage.
Well, I'm sure it is, and I wish you great success.
Thank you very much, and just stay on the line for a second.
Okay.